and sexual violence.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Seuss from the Wilmot Agricultural Society, and you are listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo.
Hi, I'm Sohaila Smith from Shelburne, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS, Radio Waterloo.ca.
Radio Waterloo listeners, and welcome back to Through the Static. As always, I'm your host, Jordan Callist, here with you on another Wednesday night. It is a rainy Wednesday night, surprising because it's January, but, you know, I guess with the weather we've been getting most of this winter, I shouldn't be surprised. At least there's still snow on the ground. It's not the nicest for walking here, though, I'll say that. Today I've got... You know, I've got a pretty good show lined up for you, so I'm excited to get into it. And I was also, if you're a regular Radio Waterloo listener, I was also on the Radio Waterloo show Community Connections this past week. So I got to talk to Bob and Yennefer. That was pretty cool. And maybe you tuned into that. Maybe you heard me on there. If you didn't, I think they'll be posting it up on the website within the next couple days. So yeah, check that out if you want to learn a bit more about me and the show. Or you can just listen to the show like you are now. So I guess either way it works. So yeah, stick around for the next hour. I'm here for the next hour till 10 p.m. And I'm going to play some tunes for you. So I'm going to start off the show today with a track from I think they're from Montreal. I know they're from Quebec. I want to say they're from Montreal. But it's a band called The Box, and they're kind of like an 80s kind of new wave band. And like I said, they're a Canadian band. They're from Quebec. I went to Montreal on a trip 2 years ago now, just a little over 2 years ago now, I guess. It was in December 2021. And I actually picked up an album of theirs kind of just in this like side end Records shop, which was pretty cool. I got it for pretty cheap. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me today, and the song I'm going to play for you isn't even off that album, but, you know, it's still a cool story, I think. But anyway, starting off the show here today, we have The Box with Walk Away. You know, since it's a Wednesday evening and it's, you know, it's just past the middle of the work week, I thought it would kind of be a appropriate track to play. So, yeah, here's The Box with Walk Away.
Six o'clock.
All right, and that track you just heard there was called Halo by Depeche Mode. And I've played Depeche Mode on my show a few times before, but I've really kind of just been going through a phase of listening to them a lot recently, especially that particular album, Violator, which it's a really great album. If you haven't listened to it, I would recommend it. I think it's kind of them around their peak, probably. So yeah, check it out if you haven't. Again, that was Depeche Mode with Halo. And before that, you heard Walk Away by The Box starting off the show here. You're listening to Through the Static. I'm Jordan Callis, your host, as always. And we're going to kind of move into a bit of a more, I guess, upbeat section of the show. It's going to get a little heavy at times, but it's going to be good, I promise. Just strap in there. So I'm going to play you two different tracks from two different albums by two different bands that released albums in 2023. Because, you know, kind of retrospectively, I've been, you know, seeing a lot of people on the internet and stuff really say what their, you know, their top albums for 2023 were. And, you know, most of them I hadn't really heard of, because as much as I like to try and be discovering new music all the time, it's just sometimes, you know, a bit overwhelming maybe, but like in a good way. But it's a bit overwhelming just how much music there is out there and how much just exists and how much I might never get to listen to and how much, you know, maybe some people will never listen to, you know. There's just so much music and just media in general out there. But, you know, I try and get around to as much of it as possible. So that being said, I'm going to play two different tracks from two different albums that came out in 2023. So the first I'm going to play is by a band called Frog, which I have never heard of until I saw someone recommend this album. This was actually someone's top album of the year, and I've never heard of this band or this album until now. But I was kind of listening to it, and, you know, it's kind of fun. I like it. And I really like this one track that I'm going to play for you here. It's called Black on Black on Black. So this is by Frog. And after that, you're going to hear a bit of a heavier track, a bit of a different track from a band called Sprain, who I believe actually broke up after releasing this album this past year. It's off an album called The Lamb is Effigy, and I'm going to play the opening track off that album called Man Proposes, God Disposes. But before that, you're going to hear Black on Black on Black by Frog. So yeah, let's get to it.
On the island, follow and hear the tale that follows. Doesn't anybody want to catch me? Doesn't anybody want me? He said, solemn, the one dark sea called him. Up here, can you hear me, please? I'll take you on my knees of sorrow. Got ship bail borrow. And you know you really can't escape. I'm gonna leave it in the head of pain. So well she could not reach him. Every night the season,
it. I will stand here like an idiot with an apple on my head while you hurl response like some blasphemous arrow. Thus a guilt most crushing, a Sisyphean guilt, a heart hidden beneath the floorboards guilt, William Telltale heart, a post-ejaculation man upstairs watching guilt, what potential spirit across your stomach guilt, and it's entirely your own guilt, lacking any description worthy, to subsume it with just simple words, is it a service to the blank sensation of, when the sky has its way with you, and you burn up in the atmosphere, all creation whispers in your ear, blessed is the dog defecating on your lawn, grinning, inhale,
right. Hopefully that woke everyone up on this Wednesday night. We're hitting the halfway point of the show here. It's 9:29 right now. The clock actually just changed this, like, right as I was saying that. So yeah, it's 9:29. That song you just heard was Man Proposes, God Disposes by Sprain, and before that you heard Black on Black on Black by Frog. Again, two very different songs. Maybe that second one wasn't quite your cup of tea, but, you know, my goal on this show is to play a variety of stuff, and I try to do that, and, you know, that's the type of stuff I listen to sometimes. I really like stuff like that sometimes, and, yeah, so we're playing it on the show. And, yeah, I really like that track. I was actually, that's the type of stuff that I, like, I'll be walking through, like, Sobeys or something with my cart full of, like, you know, toilet paper and bread and milk, and I'm just listening to that. And, you know, it's really fun. It kind of reminds me a bit of Black Midi and Swans and that type of thing, which I've played both of those on this show before. If you don't know those bands, I would recommend them. If you liked that track I just played, I would definitely recommend those two bands. Check them out. I'll probably play them again on the show at some point because, you know, those are kind of regular favorites for me. But yeah, anyways, that was Sprain and Frog, and we're going to move on here. This next artist I've got for you here as we move into the second half of the show here. I can't believe I'm already halfway through the show. It's crazy. But this is an Australian Indigenous artist named Kev Carmody, and I found out about him a couple years ago. It was actually through, if you know me or if you listen to this show regularly, you know I'm a big fan of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They're a multi-genre rock band out of Australia, out of Melbourne, Australia, and I'm a huge fan of them. I've played them on the show here a few times, and again, probably will again at some point, because they've got a massive discography, so there's always new stuff to draw from with them. But a few years ago, they posted a little playlist of, Indigenous Australian artists for, I think it was like Australian, you know, Independence Day or whatever their version of Canada Day is. And, you know, to kind of stand up for that, I guess, they made this playlist of Indigenous Australian artists. And I listened to it, and I quite enjoyed a lot of the tracks on there. It was pretty good. So, you know, if you find King Gizzard on Spotify, that playlist is probably still up there. So I definitely recommend checking it out. But yeah, I discovered this guy, Kev Carmody, through that. And I'm going to play a track for you of his. And this is called The Pillars of Society, so enjoy.
Society cruise down the road each day. They got the economic wherewithal we can't afford to pay. They got them numbered bank accounts. The system assures they win. They exploit the population. We're on the outside looking in. Them pillars of society drive us like a tool. For them that's cool. They drive Mercedes, Benz and Porsches. Live Rolls Royce gilt-edged lives. You can tell the affluent from the status symbols that they drive. When you're on the dole queue, they'll tell you to your face, you're a blight, you're on their system, and a blight in the human race. Them pillars of society drive us like a tool. For them that's cool. Well, they grace the social pages, they always make the news. At the church on Sunday, the crowd in the front pews. There's a hierarchy of dominance with a power at the top.
And if you think you found the magic key, you find they changed the lock. Simple as a society. Drive us like a tool, for them that's cool. Well, I'm walking down the freeway on that dotted line. I'd like to make decisions, but they won't allow the time. It says religion is the opium. I say the media's the cocaine. 24 hours of propaganda, drugging my poor brain. Them pillars of society drive us like a tool. For them, that's cool. Titles of status and dominance on their progeny and their class. Sir, your honor, your grace, your highness were made to polish and lick their brass. But you, my friend, can be like them if you have their $1 million fee. But you find the system designed to keep us in line and walking on our knees. Them pillars of society drive us like a tool. For them, that's cool.
That track you just heard was The Pillars of Society by Kev Carmody. Now I'm going to get a little bit, deep here. I sometimes do on the show, and, you know, usually I kind of save it more towards the end of the show, but I find more often than not when I kind of tell my little story at the end of the show behind the last song that I'm going to play, I don't give myself enough time to actually play the whole song, and it kind of ends up getting a little bit cut off, and I don't want that to happen to this one. So I'm doing it now, and, you know, then we'll have a little bit of, then we'll have a few tracks to kind of cool down from it a bit, I guess. So this next track is by Sufjan Stevens, who's an artist that I've played a couple times now on my show. He's another, you know, kind of recurring favorite. He's one of my all-time favorite artists, probably. He's an amazing songwriter, an amazing performer, and I think he's really, you know, been a huge influence in the indie scene for, you know, a good 20 years now or so. And he released an album this past October, so again, another 2023 album. But he released an album this past October called Javelin, and I didn't actually listen to it all the way through until about a month ago, because I was kind of going through a pretty tough time in my life. And, you know, I didn't really think I had it in me to really, you know, subject myself to that, because he's famously a very, very, very heartfelt songwriter. And, you know, he's written one of my favorite albums, which is Carrie and Lowell, which is, you know, a completely, like, emotionally wrecking album, but it's a beautiful album. Like, I would recommend it for sure. But anyways, back to this new one, Javelin. This was on a lot of people's, you know, top albums of the year, and I think rightfully so. It's an amazing album. It's an amazing exploration of, you know, human love and loss and just emotion and kind of just life and what it means to be alive and all the joys and sadness and struggles that come with that. But most of all, the joy, because in all of these tracks, there's a sense of, you know, just kind of that push and pull of life and all the different directions it tries to pull you in and all the different things it makes you feel and all the different things it puts you through. But through all of it, there's this just real sense of beauty and joy. And, you know, that would be powerful enough as is, you know, if Sufjan Stevens just dropped this amazing album point blank, I guess. But I also follow him on Instagram, and kind of seeing all of the lead up to this album being released, it was a bit insane for me, because in early September, he announced that he had woken up one morning with his arms and legs numb, and he was taken to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with, I hope I'm going to say this right, Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it's an autoimmune disease. And he said, yeah, like, you know, they're treating me and it worked. And I'm basically in rehab now. And I'm basically learning to walk again. And he said it's probably going to take about a year, which is why I'm not touring or doing any press for the album or anything right now. So there's that. And then about a month later, when the album came out, he made a post dedicating it to his partner, who had recently passed away. And, you know, I was just, you know, as I myself was going through a pretty tough time in my life, I was seeing this and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, I think I'm going through hard stuff and he's going through, like, arguably way, way, way worse, way tougher stuff. And somehow through this, he still finds the beauty in everything and he still finds the ability to make this amazing album and this amazingly joyous album. And I just wanted to, before I play this one track here, and, you know, I'd recommend listening to the whole album. I can't play the whole album in the last 20 minutes of my show here, but I would definitely check out this album if you haven't already, or if you have, listened to it again, because it's great. But I just wanted to read a part of his post here, because I just think it's amazing. He says, "I know relationships can be very difficult sometimes, but it's always worth it to put in the hard work and care for the ones you love, especially the beautiful ones who are few and far between. If you happen to find that kind of love, hold it close, hold it tight, savor it, tend to it, and give it everything you've got, especially in times of trouble. Be kind, be strong, be patient, be forgiving, be vigorous, be wise, and be yourself. Live every day as if it is your last, with fullness and grace, with reverence and love, with gratitude and joy. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, and I love you." And I just think that's amazing that someone that's been through that much can, you know, still find all that hope. And I think that really meant a lot to me at the time. So that being said, I'm going to play a track off of this album. With all of that being said, that big long spiel. And I'm going to play a track called So You Are Tired, which I think was actually the first single from this album he released. I remember this song coming out in probably August of 2023. And, you know, it was kind of pertinent for me at the time, too, with what I was going through in my own life. But it's really one of the main things I've seen said about this album is that it kind of perfectly blends all of his different sounds from his previous albums. It kind of takes, you know, this song as an example. It starts off, you know, with just him and piano. It starts off very minimalistic. It's very reminiscent of a lot of the sounds off of Carrie and Lowell. But then it, you know, kind of gradually there's this big vocal harmony that comes in, I think, in the first chorus or something, you know, within the first minute or two. And it kind of just grows from there. There's more instrumentals that come in, and it gets more and more lush and more powerful, and it kind of takes you from that place of, you know, kind of emptiness and contemplation, and takes you to, you know, a place of joy and hope, even though there's still all this pain and heaviness. So, without further ado, here's Sufjan Stevens with So You Are Tired.
So rest your head, turning back 14 years of what I did and said. So you are breathing disaster. I did what I was told, but I was a man born invisible. Was it something I said or some kind of joke? So you are
And that was So You Are Tired by Sufjan Stevens. And yeah, you know, if you were worried in the first half of the show that I didn't talk enough, you sure heard me talk a lot just then. So I'm gonna do one last little more fun thing as we kind of wrap up the show here, because I know that those last 10-15 minutes or so were pretty heavy. I think it was, I really wanted to talk about that album because, you know, it really just meant a lot to me. So, you know, if you're listening, thanks for letting me do that. Thanks for letting me have that moment. And now we're going to do something fun because it's getting towards the end of the show and I don't want everyone to just be sad tonight. So I'm going to do a little game that I listen to CBC Music a lot. I listen to that radio station a fair bit, and they always do this little show on there, or this little game on there, I guess, just after 4 p.m. every weekday that's called Distant Cousins, and hopefully CBC doesn't sue me or something for doing this on here. I don't think they will. But this is the Through the Static version of Distant Cousins, where they basically just play, they get people to kind of, you know, give them requests more or less and be like, oh, hey, these two songs sound kind of similar. And, you know, so they kind of just play those two songs and see what you think. And I really just like listening to that because I think it's kind of cool to see what people come up with. So I thought I would kind of wrap up the show doing that because it's fun. And like I said, I think we all kind of need to decompress a bit from that last segment there. So I'm going to do a Distant Cousins here. So I was listening to this one song called Sweet Ones by Sarah Sleen a couple weeks ago, and I was with my parents, and my dad mentioned, oh, hey, that really sounds like One by Three Dog Night. So I'm going to play those two tracks for you here. I'm going to start off with, I'll start off with the classic One by Three Dog Night, and you'll probably recognize it. But, you know, if you kind of compare the piano intros of the two songs side by side, they are pretty much exactly the same. Yeah, so let's see what you think. This is One by Three Dog Night, and then I'm going to play Sweet Ones by Sarah Sleen.
Yeah. like a talk show.
That was Sweet Ones by Sarah Sleen and One by Three Dog Night. And yeah, I really didn't realize how similar those two songs sounded. Like, I think they start like on the exact same chord, and it's the exact same thing where it's like, you know, just the piano and almost even the same tempo. And a lot of the kind of parts of the melody are the same. They're both great songs. I love both those songs separately. But yeah, just playing them back to back like that, you really realize how similar they both are. Maybe you noticed it, maybe not. I don't know, maybe it's just me and my dad, who knows. Anyways, finishing off the show here, I've got one last track for you, and I've played, this is probably one of the artists I've played the most on this show, I think. This last track's by an artist called Adrian Lenker, and I'm a huge fan of hers, have been for a couple of years now. I actually just got tickets to see her in Toronto, but that's not until like November or something, so that's way in the future. I'm sure it'll sneak up on me though. But she's an amazing songwriter. I love her songwriting. She's also the front woman of the band Big Thief, which I'm also a huge fan of. Definitely check them out if you haven't yet. I've played them on my show a few times. They're great. I love them. And yeah, I love her solo stuff. So I'm going to finish off the show here with a solo song from her that she just released a week ago, I think. And it's called Sadness as a Gift. And it's got a little bit of a country twang to it, a bit of that reminiscence and country to it. So yeah, finishing off the show here. This is Adrian Lenker with Sadness as a Gift. This has been Through the Static, and I'm your host, Jordan Callist. I'll see you next week.
Two, one, two, three, four. Thank you. sill. You could write me someday, and I think you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep from calling. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.